Good morning and welcome to the show.
I want to tell you about a very exciting development now in Yerongpilly. It's called Yerongpilly Green, $850 million worth mixed-use master planned community. Of course, everyone knows about the beautiful suburb of Yerongpilly right on the river, just 6 kilometres from Brisbane. This is being developed by Consolidated Properties, one of Australia's most active and certainly experienced development companies. It's very important to know when you're buying into a development. They've been in operation for over 40 years. It's privately owned. And I'm talking to Consolidated Property Group's CEO, Don O'Rourke. Don, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure, Kevin. We're always happy to talk about one of our projects.
Yeah, absolutely. And why wouldn't you? I mean, this is very, very exciting. Spread over 10 years. Tell me, at what stage is the development right now, Don?
Well, Kevin, we've just completed the first phase of work. That's been $75 million worth of site remediation. We've lifted King Arthur Terrace to make it completely floodproof. We've created parks, we've created the roads, we've put all of the services in, and we've completed the $5 million restoration of one of three beautiful heritage buildings that are on the site. That's our experience centre, and we opened that to the public 2 weekends ago.
Okay, so I mentioned spread over 10 years, but you've already started selling some of the apartments. So I understand there are going to be about 1,200 dwellings in this development as well?
That's correct, Kevin. The what we've done so far is we've committed Woolworths to anchor our village. So obviously the grocery anchor is the most important one. That sets the rest of the village. So Woolworths anchors a centre that will be about the same scale as the Gasworks Centre down at Newstead. We've also released for sale through the Experience Centre our first three residential buildings, Parkhouse and Garden House, which are both owner-occupier smaller buildings, and then Park Terraces, which is our townhomes product, again aimed at the owner-occupier. That product totals about 101 dwellings and went to the market 2 weeks ago, and really pleased to report strong interest and a number of contracts signed already.
Oh, fantastic news. Don, I mentioned at the outset that it's a master plan community. Tell me what that really means and what the end users are going to see, the people who live in there.
Look, Kevin, it's a phrase that's used quite often, but residents of Yerongpilly Green can live, work and play within the environments of the project without having to get in a car. We adjoin the Pat Rafter Tennis Centre and the Brisbane River on one side. On the other side, we have Brisbane Golf Club, so great amenities for recreation. Within the village itself, we've got a restaurant precinct, we've got cinema, we've got a gym, so the Woolworths commitment. The heritage buildings will also be food and beverage type outlets. And we've got three office buildings. So companies can establish there, their residents can live there, they can go to the gym, they can go to the movies and enjoy the river walks, all those sort of things. So master plan community, but it's really a self-contained community within the inner city.
When you're putting these together, I know there's a huge amount of research that goes into this, looking at the area and the type of person who will eventually live there. What's your feeling about the age group? What's the demographic of people in there, do you think?
Well, look, Urbis has done all of our research. We did an extensive amount before we started. What we identified is that our principal market will be the baby boomers. So these are people that own substantial houses in the area already, will be selling and downsizing to live Yerongpilly Green lifestyle. At the other end of the spectrum, we'll also have young professionals who are working at PA Hospital and those sorts of big employment generators. They can jump on the train. Yerongpilly Station adjoins one side of our project to easily get to work. So principal target market, baby boomers, but also millennials at the other end. The other thing is the research also indicated that the southwest sector of Brisbane is very poorly serviced with restaurants and those sorts of uses. So in our village, we're going to have a restaurant precinct, and we think that's going to be successful from day one without us having to actually build any units because of the amount of pent-up demand there is in the southwest precinct of Brisbane.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you about the commercial opportunities there. I imagine would be a number emerging there. Are you encouraging people to make contact with you about that? Apart from restaurants, I understand there'll be lots of other entertainment requirements as well.
Yeah, look, our leasing team has already done the Woolworths deal. We will make an announcement very shortly about the cinema deal and the gym deal, and we'll also make an announcement about the anchor restaurant for our restaurant precinct. So these things are announcements that will be coming out over the next couple of months. We're into council for the approval for our first office building as well too, so we would hope we'd commit a substantial office user to Yeronpilly Green sometime this financial year. So there's a lot of things happening out there right at this minute, Kevin.
Yeah, well done, Don. Thank you for sharing some time with us today. If you'd like to get a little bit more information about it, the sales office is open. It's located at 21 Queensway, Yeronpilly. The development is called Yeronpilly Green. And as you would expect, there is a website as well, just yeronpillygreen.com.au. Don O'Rourke's been my guest. Don is the CEO for Consolidated Property Group. But Don, thank you. All the success in the world. Look forward to watching what happens as the green develops.
Thanks very much, Kevin.